Do you minister to the teens of your parish? Well, who's ministering to you? If you're a hardworking youth minister, core member, music minister, or priest, the Life Teen Training Convention is the place to be. Leaders of all types will be gathered in beautiful, carefree Arizona to be trained, affirmed, and inspired. To find out more, click on events on ym.lifeteen.com. You're listening to the Sunday podcast brought to you by lifeteen.com, a reflection on the upcoming Sunday Catholic Mass readings. And now your host, the Bible geek, Mark Hart.
It's impossible to hear that music and not play the air xylophone. I was looking over at Greg. He's playing the air xylophone. Everybody, it's good to be with you again for this, the fourth Sunday of Easter. Alleluia. If you have not said alleluia enough, say it again, because he is risen. Our first reading comes from Acts chapter 4, verses 8 through 12. Our psalm response. This one's tricky. Psalm 118, verse 1, verses 8 and 9, verses 21 to 23, and verses 26 to 29. The stone rejected by the builders has become the cornerstone. Our second reading from 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, and our gospel from St. John chapter 10, verses 11 to 18. My brothers and my sisters, Christianity does not make sense to worldly people. And I'm not saying it doesn't make sense to people who are in the world, but it doesn't make sense to people who are of the world. You've probably seen those stickers on the backs of cars. You've seen those logos on t-shirts, or you've heard it before. We're in it and not of it. We're in the world, but not of the world. Now, that doesn't make sense a lot of the time because the cross doesn't make sense a lot of the time. And that's even one of the things that St. Paul talks about in the New Testament, that the cross of Christ is confusing. It's confusing to people. And if you think about it, it really is. I mean, most of us have a cross in our house, in our bedrooms. Some of us have a cross in every room. We have a cross maybe around your rearview mirror. Maybe you have one around your neck right now. You have one in different places. But for the first few hundred years of our church, the cross was not a popular symbol. Okay, until the fourth century, the cross was not a symbol of victory. It was a symbol of humiliation and defeat. Really, the first symbols for Christianity were the fish. They were the ark of salvation, the boat, but they weren't the cross. And when we talk about the cross, we're talking about a relationship. We're talking about a sacrifice. We're talking about a person, not merely an act, not just an act of homicide, not just the death penalty, but the person on the cross. And this is why it's so confusing to so many people, because for a lot of people, the cross represents a what? A religion, a way of thinking, an ideology. But the truth is that the cross of Christ is not about a what, it's about a who. It's about a God who loves you intimately and completely and unconditionally. In this first reading, Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, those are the first five words of the reading, Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said, "Leaders of the people and elders, if we are being examined today about a good deed done to a cripple, namely by what means he was saved, then all of you and all of the people of Israel should know that it was in the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, whom you crucified and whom God raised from the dead. He is the stone rejected by you." Now again, in this Easter season, we keep retelling that story of the Passion. We keep retelling that story of Holy Week in light of the resurrection. So St. Peter goes back again and says, this is the one you crucified. This is the one you killed. And the one that you killed, that you thought you were victorious over, it's in his name that we have now just seen this healing. It's in his name that there's new life, in his name that this miracle has been done. The one that you rejected is our cornerstone. You get what's being said here? That this act of aggression, this act of homicide, this cross, which is you know, a symbol of lost, a symbol of losing the war, is actually going to be the foundation on which the war is won. This is the foundation. Christ is the foundation for this victory. In the second reading, you're going to hear, "Beloved, see what love the Father's bestowed on us that we can be called children of God." How are we called children of God? Because of the cross of Christ. Okay, because of our baptism, we're now part of God's divine sonship, part of his family. The reason the world doesn't know us is that it didn't know him. Again, the reason that this doesn't make sense to people, the reason that we're proclaiming, you know, the resurrection of Christ, this one who was crucified and killed, the reason that doesn't make sense to people is they don't know him. It's not so much that they don't understand the church, it's that they don't understand Christ. Because when you come to understand Christ, then you come to understand the church. A lot of times we try to have people understand the church so that they'll understand Christ. But really, the church is Christ. The church is an extension of Christ. The better we understand Christ, the more people will be led into understanding and loving the church. And the church is priests, and the church is shepherds. This fourth Sunday of Easter, we pause and we celebrate the World Day of Prayer for vocations. We need to be praying for vocations to religious life, to the priesthood, that they would be coming forward. When you hear this gospel reading, Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd, whose sheep are not his own, sees a wolf coming and leaves. You see, the hired person is in it for the what, for the pay, for the job. But the good shepherd, he's in it for the who. He's in it for life. It's about his vocation. It's about his calling. My brothers and my sisters, you're going to hear these words at the end of the gospel, and they're important. They're important that we never forget them. This is my life. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. Nails did not keep Jesus on the cross. Love kept your Savior on that cross. Love for you and love for his church. My brothers and my sisters, most of the time, it's not the glamour and it sure isn't the pay that keeps our priests in the priesthood or keeps them serving at the parish. It's love. It's love for us, love for the flock, love for the church, love for Christ, love for the who, not just the what. You know, the cross of Christ is not going to make sense to people in this world. Same way a lot of these readings and the truths that we proclaim from these readings won't make sense to people if it's just about a what. In this fourth Sunday of Easter, let's pause. Yes, we're thankful for the what, for religion, for the church, for all the ministries, but let's not forget we can be most thankful for the who, that the what of the church is also a who. It's an extension of the who, that is Jesus Christ. And God wants to be in an intimate relationship with us this week, intimate relationship with us. The question for us is, are we willing to respond to it? May God bless you on this fourth Sunday of Easter. We'll talk to you next time.
This podcast is brought to you by your friends at lifeteen.com.